Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Want to hear the latest credit card scam? Let's say that you get a call from someone saying he's from the Security and Fraud Department at MasterCard or Visa. He identifies himself and says your card has been flagged for an unusual $500 purchase. You tell him that no such purchase was ever made. He then says a credit in the form of a check will be sent to you, and he states your address correctly. The man also informs you that he's opening a fraud investigation, and he gives you a 6-digit control number for your specific case. So you're thrilled that you're getting some money back, and you're happy to cooperate. He says he needs just one more thing. To verify that you actually have the credit card, he asks you for that little 3-digit number on the back of the card. So you read him the 3 numbers, he says thank you, and hangs up. Well, what you didn't realize is that the entire phone call was about getting those 3 little numbers. You just enabled a scam artist to buy thousands of dollars worth of merchandise by phone or online with your credit card. You see, he already had your credit card number, and he probably purchased it from a database hacker or an identity thief. The 3-digit PIN simply makes it easier to go forward and use the credit card. Now, the moral of the story is this. Never give out private information over the telephone unless you originate the call to make the purchase to a company that you actually know. At Money Life, we want to help you manage your money wisely. Find out more by visiting crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.